Last week, the Environmental Protection Agency ruled that the LA River qualifies for protection under the Clean Water Act. The EPA designated the entire 834-square-mile LA River as, quote, traditional navigable waters, overruling a previous decision by the Army Corps of Engineers that extended this distinction only to limited stretches. The Supreme Court has ruled narrowly that only waters designated as navigable are subject to federal environmental protection. The necessity for waters to be considered navigable before they qualify for federal protection is controversial. Western rivers, like the LA River, naturally run dry, but they're considered vital to biodiversity and local communities. The designation has become a hurdle that serves the interests of industry lobbies that oppose environmental protections. Many consider the LA River to be little more than a dusty concrete ditch. But environmental advocacy groups have long known that the urban watershed is important for local ecosystems and healthy communities. When making the announcement before a crowd gathered at the Compton Creek portion of the river, Lisa Jackson, head of the EPA, said the ruling had local and national implications. She said a clean, vibrant LA River can help revitalize struggling communities, promoting growth and jobs for residents of Los Angeles. We're going to build a federal partnership to empower communities like yours, said Jackson. Joining me in studio this morning is Shelley Baklar. She is the executive director of Friends of the LA River. Welcome to Uprising, Shelley.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So a few years ago, we had covered on this program an extensive plan that has been in the works to sort of redevelop the LA River or try to return it to its natural roots and also have it be very much in harmony with the city of Los Angeles. It was an expensive plan. Where does that plan lie and how does this how does this new sort of redefinition of the river as navigable figure into that?
This is all part of a groundswell that's happened. It's been happening for a number of years. The County of Los Angeles has a master plan that was adopted in the 90s. But the city's master plan covers the 32 miles of river that are within the city's jurisdiction. And this is the first time, it was adopted in 2007, that we're actually looking at changing the structure of the channel and when I say that, to maintain flood protection for sure, but looking at the hydrology and seeing ways that we can actually create restored wetlands and connect communities and have bikeways and all kinds of different things with regard to the Los Angeles River.
I want to play an excerpt of Lisa Jackson's, her making the official announcement that the LA River will be protected under the Clean Water Act. Here's the head of the Environmental Protection Agency.
You see, we all want clean water, and we all want healthy communities. We all expect environmental protection as part of the range of protections that are invaluable to our way of life. But in my world, as EPA administrator, I deal in the world of laws and regulations. In 2006, a bad thing happened from my perspective. The U.S. Supreme Court, in two decisions, cast doubt about when water is water. You see, those decisions made it such that we couldn't tell jurisdictionally whether a creek like the one we stand before in an urban area was water. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a watershed no different than any of our more pristine watersheds. It's as important to this community as any other. See, we're going to designate the entire LA River, not a piece of it, the entire LA River as traditional navigable water. That means that we recognize that this is water. Not only is it water, but it needs to be thought of as part of our ecological system that services us. We heard about flood protection. It also provides biodiversity. As we protect, as we build and help empower communities like yours, we will learn the importance of this waterway because we will see it thrive and grow and become important and more important.
Lisa Jackson, head of the EPA, announcing that the entire LA River has now been designated as traditional navigable waters. Shelley Baklar, there was a lot of excitement in that little clip when she made that announcement.
We can't stop smiling. I mean, what a difference a couple of days makes in terms of looking at the river that has been maligned and portrayed in movies like Terminator 2 and is sort of this place of desolation and isolation. But now, What we've known for quite some time is this is really a valuable resource of open space. We're not creating open space, we're utilizing it. And this will give us just that next step that we need to continue the efforts.
So basically, when with this designation comes the eligibility of funds that the city could apply for federal funds to improve the river?
There's a lot of different layers involved, but essentially it does give federal recognition of the efforts that have been going on throughout the watershed to improve the river and its tributaries. It also, to hear the highest regulatory agency recognize our river as a river, it's sort of like it's more than a flood control channel, and we know that it is a river. And so it gives that recognition, and it also looks at the future potential, and a lot of people are working to improve the river.
You know, Shelley, let me just ask you, for our listeners who may not be familiar with the history of the LA River, maybe for those who just recently moved into Los Angeles and have wondered, what is this concrete ditch in the middle, running through the middle of the city? Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of why the LA River got to be paved over?
Absolutely. Well, the Los Angeles River, the reason why downtown Los Angeles is where it is because of the confluence of the Arroyo Seco and the Los Angeles River. And in the 1700s, during the Portola expedition, there was a recognition of this lush and verdant valley, and that's why Los Angeles is where it is. There were ditches, zanja, to colonize the area. And we have an influx of people moving, and it's a seasonal river, changed courses 9 different times in historic record. But because prone to flooding, 2 devastating floods in the late 30s, there was a loss of life, commerce. The railways were turned upturned, and you can see the historical photos. And therefore, that was when the city called in the Army Corps of Engineers to try to solve that problem. And this was the era of engineering. And therefore, it became, it was actually a work WPA program.
Works
and a
progress
lot of it was done by hand. So it really was sort of a job creation. And now we're looking forward and saying, okay, well, now we can create green jobs and go back to that concept of doing of reworking.
Now that we know better.
Exactly. We can solve some of these things.
So if the river were to be returned to its natural or something close to its natural state, how would future flooding be prevented?
Well, we talk about revitalization because restoration is really to return the river to what it was, knowing that there were problems is not going to happen, and nothing is going to compromise flood protection. But there is looking at rivers all over the country and all over the world that have changed. Very urban rivers like the Platte River has really changed in terms of creating connections to communities, and recreation is really something. Friends of the LA River is about a swimmable, fishable, boatable Los Angeles River. And so this, again, is one of those things that we see that will connect so many of us to the river and its potential.
It's something that could infuse the city with some federal dollars, but also create jobs and improve tourism, perhaps. But there's always the concern about development and gentrification. But I understand that is something that the plan to restore the river takes into account.
Definitely. And there are that is a concern. That's one of the concerns that was raised in the plan. People are very cognizant of that fact. They talk about multi-beneficial use projects that not only restore habitat, clean water, create places where we could actually sit and have a cup of coffee looking out over the river. Wouldn't that be something? So there are definitely multi-layers of consideration in terms of the future of the river.
How does restoring the LA River benefit the ecosystem of this area?
Well, this is something that's really exciting. When the Army Corps' initial determination of only 4 miles of the river were navigable, we're really part of an ecosystem restoration study by the Army Corps. So 2 years later, we've actually been sitting down with teams of biologists and hydrologists and all kinds of people, and part of what the Army Corps' mission is in terms of restoration is looking at habitat. So it's very exciting to see once that feasibility study is done, it's going to incorporate a lot of these things like looking at fish, looking at birds, and ways that we can improve the river. And when that study says, okay, it's good to go, then we will be eligible to have federal funding. We will be able to change things because there'll be evidence that that it will be done in a sound way.
I'm speaking with Shelley Baklar. She's the executive director of Friends of the LA River. We're talking about the fact that the Environmental Protection Agency, which is a national federal agency, has just ruled that the Los Angeles River qualifies for protection under the Clean Water Act because it is now designated as traditional navigable waters. And so that's a very, very important sort of federal definition of this particular river. Now, in terms of what ordinary people can do to push forward this sort of thing, what is your organization involved in, Friends of the LA River, while you're waiting for reports to be done, federal funding to come through, et cetera? Because this has been an obviously very, very long-term project.
Absolutely. Friends of the LA River is an advocacy group, so we work as a bridge between the public and decision makers. We represent the river users, the people who are bicycling, who are actually fishing in the river, and who want to kayak in the river. So we're trying to work for ways that we can actually do things like have a kayak trip that would be done in a responsible way, in a safe way. So we always want people to become advocates for their river. We'd love for people to become members and become more involved.
And there's a website?
Yes, www.folar.org.
folar.org.
Correct. We're a small staff. We're available. Email me, call me. And we're always happy to listen to people's concerns and also their desire to use the river as a river.
I should also mention that at the announcement Lisa Jackson made, Los Angeles County Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas also announced the purchase of a 4-acre portion of the Compton Creek riverbed that is going to apparently be turned into a redevelopment area that will, according to him, quote, significantly improve the quality of life of the people of Compton and adjacent communities. He said, I'm calling for an ecosystem restoration study of the Compton Creek. In the near term, we can look at developing pedestrian and bike access. So there's certainly a lot of movement in the direction of restoring LA's waterways. Shelley Baklar, finally, in terms of the national implications of this decision by the EPA, why should people around the country be excited that Los Angeles's river is designated as navigable waters? What are the national implications?
Nationally, what we're looking at is it's more in terms of the watershed and those what's called ephemeral streams that may be dry for years, and then when it rains, they are streams. They're activated, and so this looks at development in the watershed. It looks at the fact that permitting, discharge permits will be enforced more so that pollutants that would enter the mainstream of rivers like the Los Angeles River, there's more regulation and there's more recognition of the significance of these types of watersheds.
And so that's all tied to things like agribusinesses, which would certainly like to be able to put the runoff from the farms, et cetera, into the river. But if it is protected under the Clean Water Act, that would have to be regulated.
Right. And also requests to build over streams that, you know, if you didn't know, they didn't look like there's anything. So there's all of that. It's definitely, for the Southwest, it's a major victory.
Well, I want to thank you very much for joining us and wish you the best of luck, Shelley.
Thank you so much.
Shelley Baklar is executive director of the Friends of the LA River, which is online at folar.org, folar.org. For Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day, Jim Fowler once said, our challenge for the future is that we realize we are very much a part of the Earth's ecosystem and we must learn to respect and live according to the basic biological laws of nature. That's Jim Fowler. That's Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day.